You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan, the Great Lakes state, pure Michigan, is also the only state in the country without uniform septic tank regulations. Michigan lawmakers have been trying to come up with some septic legislation for decades, but they haven't been able to make all interest groups happy. The lack of a statewide law means a patchwork of county and local laws are keeping track of septic systems. Or not. One northern Michigan county nearly lost its inspection program, and some say that local realtors are to blame. Kay LaFond, science and conservation reporter for Interlochen Public Radio, and Sherry McWhorter, an environmental reporter for the Traverse City Record Eagle, worked on this report.
Bacteria from human waste is in Michigan's rivers. A lot of it comes from faulty septic systems, and there's no state law requiring that our 1.4 million existing septic systems are checked on as they get older. Instead, county and sometimes municipal governments are in charge of tracking and inspecting septic tanks. Less than a dozen of Michigan's 83 counties have a septic inspection program. Kalkaska County just tried to get rid of theirs, and some residents think they did it to please local realtors.
At the state level, realtors are just one of many powerful competing interests. And the Michigan legislature just can't write a septic bill that they all like. But more on that later. Our story starts on Manistee Lake, just northeast of the village of Kalkaska.
There's no law requiring Seth Phillips to pump or inspect the septic tank at his waterfront home. But he feels strongly about doing so.
We're still using it. Lake's right there. You know, we're groundwater here is pretty shallow.
Faulty or overfilled septic tanks can send bacteria or nutrients into the groundwater. Where Phillips lives, it would basically mean sending human waste into Manistee Lake. That can make people sick or cause algal blooms. And some homes on Manistee Lake are old.
There were people around here that had built, you know, old fishing cabins like a lot of places are, and they didn't really build a septic system. They buried a 55-gallon drum in the ground or just built a little block tank.
Phillips and other residents were concerned about sewage getting into the lake, so they helped get the county into a point-of-sale septic inspection program. That was in 2008. Since then, most home sales in Kalkaska County have required a septic inspection. Remember how we said Phillips doesn't legally need one? It's because he's not selling his property. That's a weakness in any point-of-sale inspection program. Homes that don't get sold don't get inspected.
Originally, we were pushing for a larger program to get all septic systems. There wasn't support for that, so we supported the point-of-sale program as a good first step, not as the end-all.
Kalkaska County's program also can't force somebody to repair or replace their septic tank, not unless there's standing sewage on the ground. But Phillips says the program is better than nothing. Homeowners get information, and they get their tank pumped, which is included in the cost of the inspections.
Phillips never thought that a decade later he'd have to work to save the same program. But the Kalkaska County Board of Commissioners voted against these septic inspection requirements twice in the last 2 years.
A lot of the folks opposing, who supported getting rid of this program, argued Kalkaska's program isn't effective, doesn't have enough teeth, too many exceptions, all that. I agree with all that. But to me, the argument isn't throw it away, let's fix it.
The county board says they'd rather let the townships deal with septic oversight. But according to Phillips, they were just doing what a handful of local real estate agents wanted.
Here's a recording of realtor Bob Murray speaking at a Kalkaska County Board of Commissioners meeting in November 2018.
I would hope that you guys would make this thing go away. It would be a huge benefit to everybody in the county and especially us realtors.
Murray and another realtor talked about the cost of inspections at that meeting, saying it was a burden on homeowners. They said it slows down real estate transactions. And they also brought up the program's holes, saying it wasn't actually protecting water quality. That evening, the Kalkaska Board voted to flush their septic inspection program. They share their health department with other counties, so they needed their approval to bail out. And they also had to hold a public hearing. Dozens of residents and environmental organizations wrote letters and showed up to give public comment. They wanted the county to keep the inspection program. But it didn't seem to matter. The commissioners went ahead with their plans and voted again to get rid of the regulations.
And at the end, they were still saying the same things they were saying at the beginning, which tells me none of what we said, none of the data we provided, none of the facts we gave them mattered to anybody.
After all of that, another downstream county in the shared health department voted not to allow Kalkaska County out of the inspection program. So they still have a point-of-sale septic requirement today. In trying to do away with it, Phillips thinks the board put the interests of realtors over what many constituents wanted. Kalkaska County Commissioner Craig Cramble says that accusation is an insult.
Realtors had no influence on what we did. What had the influence on it is they're just collecting money from people, slowing down people in the process of selling their real estate.
We called local realtor Bob Murray, and he said he and his peers have influenced the board.
I've had numerous discussions with some of the different county commissioners that have sat on those boards and went to and attended, I think, 3 or 4 meetings. So I think they've listened.
And he thinks they should listen. After all, he says, realtors are the ones dealing with people.
And these people are bloody mad about the whole circumstance because of the time and the cost and whether it's even really needed.
So that's the story of how Kalkaska County almost got rid of its septic inspection program. And it all happened partly because, again, Michigan is the only state that hasn't passed a uniform septic code.
It's not because lawmakers haven't tried. Representative Abdullah Hamoud is a Democrat from Dearborn. He co-sponsored septic legislation in the Michigan House in 2018.
There are a lot of powerful stakeholders who have a lot of interest in this legislation, such as the realtors, such as the farmers, the Farm Bureau, such as environmental groups, and everybody has a different vision for what the septic tank regulatory system should look like.
Hamoud worked with Jim Lauer, a Republican from Cedar Lake, who also mentions working with real estate lobbyists.
A lot of the industry groups, like, for example, the Michigan Association of Realtors, was supportive of that version of the bill and had worked with us on it.
They were supportive because the bill didn't link inspections to home sales.
The reason they fear these policies in a lot of cases is they don't want to be made into essentially a septic enforcement agent when that's really not their wheelhouse.
Instead, the bills called for septic system inspections every 10 years. That made the realtors happy. But for some, it was too much government oversight.
The introduced version was very, I guess you'd say, optimistic in terms of it really would have solved a lot of problems, but it went a lot further than most people were willing to go.
So, says Lauer, they pulled back. By the time the bill was passed out of committee, it was really watered down. It also banned county or local septic laws stricter than the proposed statewide code. Environmental groups saw that as a net loss. The bill died.
At this point, you're probably wondering, how did 49 other states handle this? We'll just tell you about one, Minnesota. In Minnesota, county or local governments administer their own septic programs. But they must have a septic program, and it must be as restrictive as state rules. Minnesota has something else Michigan doesn't.
So we have the Clean Water Legacy Fund. So that was developed through tax money, sales tax money, to work on water quality, arts, and other things in the state.
And that's Aaron Jensen of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. His state helps homeowners with the scariest part of septic inspections, possible repair costs. They could run into the thousands.
If homeowners are low income, they can apply for grant money and get money to fix their system. And we've made the requirements very minimal.
It's not clear when septic legislation will be introduced in Michigan again. Representative Abdullah Hamoud says this term, he's working on some basic things, like getting people to agree on what defines an inspection or a failed septic tank.
We're hoping that if we can't get the whole of a septic tank regulation through this term, then maybe we can at least start with definitions and criteria, and maybe a database.
He means a statewide database of septic systems. He admits it would be pretty incomplete at this point, but says Michigan has to start somewhere. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Kay LaFond.
And for the Traverse City Record Eagle, I'm Sherry McWhirter.